This is why we can't do them on Fridays. It's the end of the week, and we're done for. Thursday's bad enough. Fridays, we're just making it worse.
I know, and me flubbing that line, the line that we've basically used every week that we've done tunes since probably 3 weeks in.
To the point of we don't even put it in the script anymore.
Yeah, that's like reaching like Mountie levels of mess-ups. If you actually listen to all the shows on the Trending Topics Network, as you should... old school at
Always.
The movies, he plays some of the outtakes, as it were, at the end of his show sometimes, and they're hilarious just to see him just totally mess up simple basic lines, and that's exactly what I did. But unlike DeMonte, we're not cutting that stuff out, because frankly, I don't have time.
No time.
Yeah, no time at all, because why? Well, first off, I should say, my name's Brian, he's Jack, and we're already... a minute and a half into tunes, just talking about messing up the front line. Unbelievable. But we don't have time. And the reason why we don't have time is because it's been a crazy couple of weeks. You got everything happening right now. Mainly, football season is upon us.
Oh, finally.
I know. We had our fantasy football draft the other day. We're actually taking part in the Kayfabe Sports fantasy football draft. I brought to you by KFaveSports.com and the Easy Picks, NFL Easy Picks show with Heavyset and Joe B. So we did that this past weekend.
Yeah, we sure did. Me and Brian, we picked like right by each other. Yeah. What's the name of your team there? Your team name is...
I'm Plan B.
Plan B.
Yeah,
okay.
Everybody was going with wrestling theme, so I went with Plan B. Made famous by The Authority in the WWE.
Seth Rollins.
So.
And I went with Jeff Fisher guys. You know, kind of like Paul Heyman guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, I got fantasy hockey coming up with Penn's Initiative, which, by the way...
I'm your defending champ. I won the league last year. Just saying.
Yeah.
Pat myself on the back.
I think I made my team Dangleberries.
Okay.
Because that's kind of funny. And... looking at last year's fantasy football thing, I stunk probably like a dingleberry did. But that's neither here nor there because this is an all-new season. And including with PennsInitiative.com, which it kind of contributes to why this is going to be a long show, I guess, at this point, the way I keep talking. But I kind of wanted to make a short show so I could get a nap before I have to work a Saturday shift. Thanks a lot.
I guess you could say we have the fear of a long show this week.
Yes, a tunesophobia. But would it be a tunesophobia, or would it be like a long tunesophobia, which would be like a tunes something? A tunes chronolengthophobia.
Tunes blog talk mess up a phobia. That's how it used to go. We would get started like half hour late because of blog talk.
Yeah, it's nuts. I just can't stop myself once I start talking, and that's part of my problem, and that's okay. But let's talk a little bit about the football season, because there's a lot of stuff going on like in the football world that I did find kind of interesting this week beyond just the fact that all the games are starting.
Yes.
Starting, actually, news from your area. You got Michael Sam and that whole thing.
Yeah, out the door. Yeah, it wasn't too controversial here because, they're, you know, like we said all along, it was a very, very good chance he wasn't going to make the team, and then he didn't because the Rams are stacked at that position, and the Dish didn't need him. So
yeah.
It was sayonara, but he found himself a home where they love attention.
Yeah, and one of the funny things is that the whole Michael Sam thing, all the they're like, it's not going to be a distraction at all.
Well, oh, it was a distraction.
Yeah, how can it not be a distraction? And how can you stand there and have every national media person out there saying that it's not a distraction while talking about a seventh-round pick?
no and his showering habits.
Yeah, no other seventh round pick was being talked about. So there is some form of distraction. It's just a matter of how extreme is that distraction. And I think it was a very, just judging by the pick itself, it was kind of a smooth move the way they did it. Because they picked him in the seventh round, which is the last round of the NFL draft.
That's right.
However, they did have back-to-back drafts, or draft picks, in the seventh round. And they picked Michael Sam as the first of those two back-to-back picks, which I thought was kind of a shrewd move.
Yeah, you know. Trying to, you know, give him whatever so he wouldn't be, you know, the like it was their last pick, make it seem like they wanted him. But, you know, it's almost like, could there have been a better place for him to go than St. Louis? To be honest with you, it's like close to Mizzou, where he went to college at, and then it's also just a very media-friendly town. I mean, all the media buzz really came from the outside, as opposed to a lot of other cities where there would have been a ton of internal media buzz as well as national buzz. He came to a very good situation here to kind of get the, for the history to happen. This was a good place to have it happen, so it wouldn't be overwhelming.
And in all honesty, it was. It was a very wise thing for, I think, the St. Louis Rams to do, because it was really a low-risk thing for them to pick him. And of all the places that he could have gone, I think that St. Louis would have got the least amount of flack for cutting him, as they did.
Yeah.
Based on the fact that, yes, it's his hometown. Jeff Fisher has always been known as a really classy guy. I don't think anybody's going to question his motives necessarily.
Yeah.
Of it being beyond a football decision. Then you've got, of course, the whole fact that if he was cut, hiding behind a football decision would not be something that would ever come up because the defense was stacked.
Yeah. Yeah, Pro Bowler. Yeah, two starting Pro Bowlers. The guys behind them are awesome. So there was. Yeah, there was an easy out as far as saying that obviously this is a football decision because, it's no good to keep him here. Mm-hmm. And, but it works out well for the Dallas Cowboys, too, because, you know, Jerry Jones, he didn't get Johnny Manziel in the draft. So, you know, because he wants the Cowboys to be relevant. And now they've signed Michael Sam, and, you know he will play in a game this season. And then, you know, he'll be the first, you know, gay player to play in an NFL game. And he'll be a Dallas Cowboy, and Jerry loves the relevancy of that.
Yeah. And beyond the Michael Sam thing, I think something else is happening in the NFL, too. Michael Sam is a great thing, depending on your circumstances. Just the fact that he was drafted, knowing that he is gay. And I've heard from numerous reporters that there are a number of gay people that are already playing in the NFL. But one of the things that the NFL itself is doing is actually I'm really in favor of, and I've kind of drifted away from the NFL over the past several years, in part because of the whole just inconsistency of punishments and all that other fun stuff.
It's happening again.
Yeah. Earlier this year we saw the Ray Rice, Baltimore Ravens running back, knock his fiance at the time, now married, out in an elevator in Atlantic City, and he ended up only receiving a 2-game suspension. Well, this week the NFL decided, hey, you know, we're getting a lot of negative feedback here. So they kind of came up with a universal punishment sort of thing for domestic violence, and this is, like, absolutely great. 6 weeks for the first offense.
Woo. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Even better for me is the second offense, you're gone. Lifetime ban. See you later. Nice playing with you. I think it's about time that they really address issues like this. Although I wish they would extend that to things like DUI. Because you could kill somebody. And you know, there have been players that have killed people.
Josh Brent, and he's been reinstated to the league, so.
Yeah. So I wish that not only do I wish that the NFL would institute this for DUI as well, I wish the other leagues would follow the NFL's suit or, like, their path in this because I think there's serious issues that need to be addressed.
I agree. And it's, I know they're concentrating on the drug testing issue seem to be at the forefront now as well. Now they're talking about redoing some of these disciplines, but yeah, I mean, it is nice that he acknowledges his mistake, but it's hard to believe the mistake was made in the first place. But I guess that's what happens whenever you kind of rule as a dictator the way he does, and there's no other opinion but his opinion. So hopefully everybody learns from their mistake on the Ray Rice one. Good for him, good for the Ravens. It seems like his girlfriend, now wife, you know, is probably happy that he's not losing his career over the whole situation. And that's the amazing thing, too, is you know that when it happens, their spouse probably is just going to be more pissed off about them jeopardizing their career than they are about them getting hit anymore, because once that gravy train stops, you know, it ain't going to be pretty.
Yeah. Well, either way, I mean, we got social media's helping these things a lot, I think. And if people
voices get heard.
It's Friday while we record this, and that means it's Fire Fidel Friday, or Fire Goodell Friday, rather. So, Fire Fidel, as I watch the the Russian Rustav walk to the ring, and that arm candy that he brings with us every single week.
Yes, Miss Lana.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, anyway, but yeah, so enough with the serious talk. We've got some business to do, because this is the Toons Phobia episode of Toons. So when we come back from this little mini break, we're going to talk about some of these stranger phobias that you will ever hear, because people are afraid of some really strange stuff. So you are listening to Toons right here on the Trending Topics Network and toonshow.blogspot.com.
Hi, my name is Patrick, and I'd like to tell you what my dad did to me. He made me stop playing my video games and start playing games that are about as old as him. Games from the 1990s, the 2000s, the 1980s, probably older too. You can hear all about these games on the Waka Waka Gaming Podcast. Retro games, gaming news, and my dad and I every week.
Welcome back to Toons, right here on the Trending Topics Network. I am Jack, he is Brian, and, you know, on our website this week, toonshow.blogspot.com, is that right, Brian? I'll just say it fast. Anyways.
Toonshow.blogspot.com.
Well, anyways, I tried to post a video for the first time, and I thought I did it, and I was feeling all proud of myself, and then I went back up there, and it wasn't clickable. So Brian's having to teach me things, you know, and Brian, I have a fear of change.
Change.
And technology is zooming by me. And, you know, there's got to be a phobia name for that. It might appear on our list. That's right. We got another list this week. We're looking at the 40 weird phobias you might not even know you have. And this was brought to us by BuzzFeed.com. So, you know, just so when you go out there and find this list, you don't think we're trying to steal it. We're referencing it. Yeah. It's a guide. So,
fully credited.
Yes, fully credited.
Speaking of which, I have a fear as well. It's fear of Hardee's no longer making these awesome thick burger commercials.
Oh, yeah. No, those things are something else. I can't believe they get away with them, but you know what?
And you could think that I'm saying that because of all the hot, hot, super hot women that are in the commercials that they use a lot of times.
But I know you well enough. Yeah, you like the greasy burger.
Yeah, but mine is actually because I really like their hamburgers, and we don't have any Hardee's in our area here in Youngstown. We have to drive 45 minutes to, I believe, Mogador, which is just outside of Akron, just to get to a Hardee's.
So you know, I really like the fact that you call it Hardee's, because you know, in St. Louis it's called Hardee's, but a lot of places it's called Carl's Jr., so
yeah.
I think it's pretty awesome that you refer to it as Hardee's.
I don't understand that. That's like going out west, because that's where it's called Carl's Jr., you go out west and start calling McDonald's, like, McPhee's. It wouldn't make any sense, and it doesn't make any sense to me.
It's funny, though. Well, it's kind of like Rally's. It's also called Checkers in other places.
Really? See, that's one I didn't know.
Yeah. Rally's and Checkers. I don't get it. But I guess it's all about the brand.
So weird. Either way, let's tackle this list, because there's a lot of really fun ones. And one's actually coming up fairly soon. Fairly soon. I'm actually going to go with the number two one on the list, though, as my first one. Because I kind of panicked when I saw the name of it. Because I thought it was one thing, and then I found out that it was actually something a little bit different, I guess. But it's really not at the same time. It's arithmophobia.
Ooh.
I love numbers. I can't help myself around numbers. But that's what arithmophobia is. It's a fear of numbers.
I might have a slight case of this, Brian. I mean, when I sit down in front of a bunch of numbers, my heart begins to race. My brow begins to perspire.
Really?
I mean, I might have myself a little arithmophobia. I'm not a math guy.
How do you call anybody?
I push buttons on my phone.
Do you realize that you have a social security number that is on you at all times?
Yeah.
With you at all times?
I do. Oh, man. I'll tell you what, Brian. I mean,
I'm
just
going to send you into a panic and end the show early.
It's like Sudoku, you know, whatever. I've never even tried to play it because the mere thought of it, yeah, it makes me sweat. So I might have this arithmophobia you speak of.
Nice.
And my sister is an accountant, so it's like we're like complete opposites.
Yeah, that is kind of weird because I do. I love numbers. I love working with numbers and manipulating numbers.
Manipulator.
However, unless it's, you know, numbers in the Bible, then I do whatever I can to avoid that because that's a book of the Bible. Do you, like, buy a Bible and then tear those pages out?
Or no.
Because they number, like, nearly every sentence in the Bible, do you?
Well, I said I might have a mild case of it. I can see numbers. It's just if you put a bunch of numbers in front of me, you know, I can solve a problem. I just, you know, the initial appearance of it, it just gives me the automatic stress, you know. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. You don't want to work with them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, speaking of other things I don't want to work with, we'll go to number 5 on the list. Allodoxophobia. And that is the fear of opinions.
Oh, Jesus.
I fear the opinions of so many dumb people in this world that this is another one. I might live to regret this show because I think I'm going to be part of all this. But, man, I can't stand most people's opinions because usually it's either fake or kind of, you know, dumb.
Yeah, I'm with you anyway there. Except my fear is not necessarily opinions, but steadfast opinions. Opinions that people develop right off the bat and then refuse to even budge one iota from. That's where it's at for me. Because once you find that person, it doesn't even make sense to even attempt to have a conversation with them.
No, it's a headache. It's all it's going to be.
Yeah. But here's one for you. Geniophobia, which is number 6 on the list. In this phobia, if somebody says, man, you're the bee's knees, you're just going to run away. Because geniophobia is the actual fear of knees. Now, who the hell has this fear? Unless it's like a hockey player and James Neal is in the area. Who has a fear of knees? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. You know, what's so scary about a knee? Unless you just feel like they're going to fall apart all the time. I don't know. But, you know, I'm going to take us now to number 7 on the list. And they should have made it number 8. Octophobia. I can't believe this exists, but octophobia is the fear of the figure 8.
That is a weird one.
What would drive somebody to be afraid of the figure 8? I don't understand.
I don't know. Unless it's something to do with, like, Buzz Lightyear. They're afraid of Buzz Lightyear coming to life, and he says to infinity and beyond, and infinity is actually a sideways 8.
Hey! There you go. I think you just... maybe they're actually afraid of infinity, of eternity, of living forever.
Maybe. It's possible. Speaking of waiting for forever...
Oh, God. I was hoping we'd skip this one.
Let's go to number 8 on the list. Because, you know, if you're a virgin forever as a male, or it could seem like you're a virgin forever.
It does.
You may have this fear. And that is Onirogogn or something. It's so difficult. Ready? Onirogmophobia. So that's onirogmophobia. And that is the fear of wet dreams.
Hey-o.
Now, I know that even though he's married, UnPGBL, our friend from New Zealand, actually suffers from this.
What?
And he suffers from an extreme case of this. Because his is actually the fear of wet daydreams as well.
Oh, JBL, GBL. I'm not going to be able to look at him on Twitter the same anymore.
Yeah. So, I don't know if those are two separate fears, but I do believe they're actually the regular fear that a lot of adolescent males suffer from, I guess. And actually, in GBL's case, which is an extreme case, where it's daydreaming as well.
Well, I'm going to skip ahead to number 11 because I really wanted this one to be one that I got to introduce, just because I want to say it. Bear with me now.
Alrighty.
Hexacasio-e-hexicontahexaphobia.
Zoinks.
Brian, that's the fear of the number 666. I just love saying that. And I know you like trying to pronounce words too, but man, that's one heck of a phobia.
Yeah, you try to basically communicate that phobia to somebody, and by the time you're done, they'll be like, you know what, I don't care, and then just walk away from you.
I don't get it.
But what about 999? And would you think, if anybody's afraid of 666, do you think they're going to be afraid of 999?
No, unless, you know, it gets knocked over and then all hell breaks loose.
Yeah. Well, how about this one? And I'll ask you this because it's kind of a superstitious thing, the 666. If you go to a grocery store or something and your bill comes to $6.66, are you the kind of person that will reach over and grab a pack of gum just to avoid getting that? Because I know a lot of people do that.
No, I'm just like, huh. By the time I realize what goes on, I'm already out the door.
Yeah. You know what? Because I just happened to buy this, and after taxes, it ended up this to go. I'm going to hell. No, you're not, you idiot. It's just a freaking number.
But if you're going to obsess over it, you might as well.
Yeah.
Save yourself the trouble.
I just don't understand it. I think that the next one that we're going to do on this list, which is number 13, and it's not the fear of the number 13, which kind of goes in hand with the fear of 666, I guess. But this one here is one of the main reasons I don't really have much of a desire to go to northern Canada. And I don't have that much of a desire to go to France as well. And that is Francophobia, which is the fear of French people and culture. Yeah, it's not so much. I took French in high school, and it's not so much that I don't like France and I don't like the language and the food, because believe me, I've had actual authentic French food, and it is amazing. The people, though, are absolutely insufferable.
Yeah.
People around the world complain about people from the United States as being arrogant and whatnot. We don't hold a candle to these bastards.
Well, you know, and the good thing is, though, at least, you know, they're not, like, physically afraid of the French people. Because, I mean, a French person ain't going to do nothing to you but hit you with some rubber punches. But here's a very real one, Brian, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners can probably agree, that coulrophobia, the fear of clowns. Oh, I'm not scared of every clown, but the right clown can scare the bejesus out of me, and I think just about anybody else.
Yeah, a lot of people suffer from that.
And clowns are creepy.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's... Is it because of Stephen King's It?
No.
Or is it something that's been around a long time, and did Stephen King actually get his inspiration for it from that?
Yeah, I think it's something that goes back to as long as you can imagine. I mean, the thing about these people in face paint and everything else, it's just a little bit, just a little bit off something, you know, and then the way they act, and, you know, it's a real person. It's just, I don't know. I can see it.
Well, the picture that they picked for the movie actually is a pretty good one. That would inspire a bit of fear, I guess.
Yeah, in the article, it's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Well, here's one that I've got for you, and I'm going to jump closer to the top of the list with number 14, which is sesquipedalophobia. I can't even pronounce it, because this is actually the shorter version of the word, too. Because the original version of the word, the extended version of the word, is Hippopotamonstrosesquipedaliophobia. It's a long one. And it's the fear of long words. So I was actually kind of afraid to pronounce that one because of how long it really is. And we will post a bunch of these on the Tune site, by the way, as well, so you can take a look at them.
Yeah, you know, as our reference guide.
Yeah. Maybe it's not so much the fear of long words that I would have, but maybe the fear of spelling the long words. Because, you know, somebody hits you up with, my wife does this to me all the time, how do you spell miniature? Or whatever. And you're like, wait a minute, I have to think about this. And it just makes you stop everything you're doing because you have to fully concentrate on the spelling of some obscure word.
Yeah.
It's like, how many C's and S's are in necessary? Yes. Oh, wait a minute. But
well, I would say right now it might be time for our second commercial break.
Absolutely. So what we'll do, we'll come back with more things that you should absolutely fear. Right here on Tunes. It's Tunes Phobia on the Trending Topics Network.
Just what is a trending topic?
A trending topic is a word or phrase that is tagged at a greater rate than other tags.
This is a trending topic.
Hashtag Tunes.
Stop growing up and grow down with Jack and Brian as they rejoin the Trending Topics Network.
Hashtag Tweet the Table.
Get ready to have your face slammed through a table of wrestling knowledge as Captain Austin and T-Mac bring you the Spanish Announce Table.
Hashtag Weekend Box Office.
Join Mr. Old School and his panel of critics as they are your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news.
Hashtag Mobile Technology.
Take a bite out of the mobile space on trending mobile technology as Piper the DJ breaks down iOS, Microsoft, BlackBerry, and many things in between. This is the brand new Trending Topics Network.
Better check in every day.
Because you never know what's going to be trending next.
Welcome back to Tunes right here on the Trending Topics Network. It is time to continue on our list of phobias. Hopefully your phobia is not Jack and Brian. You know, because you're listening to us. But I'm going to go ahead and keep us rolling here, and I'm going to go right on their list, on the BuzzFeed's list of 40 weird phobias you may not have even know you have. I'm going to go with Samhainophobia, and that is the fear of Halloween, which is just right around the corner. Who can be scared of Halloween? It's a freaking holiday.
Unless you're afraid of clowns, and a lot of people dress up as clowns on Halloween.
Or the movie Halloween.
Or you're afraid of freaking pumpkin spice lattes that everybody is actually out there just salivating over in the social media world.
Yeah, it's kind of lame.
I don't know. It's craziness. I don't know. But did you ever have anything that maybe happened? Maybe it's... That's when, like, Freddy Krueger comes out and things like that. Maybe that was the inspiration. Is there anything like that that you actually feared?
No. No. I didn't really, that kind of stuff didn't really stick with me too much. You know, scary movies and everything else. I don't know. Maybe I was just so scared I just chose to black it all out.
I was actually deathly afraid of the Gremlins movie.
Okay.
The original Gremlins.
That's legit right there. I was scared of the monkeys in Wizard of Oz, but a lot of people are.
And we actually know somebody. She was in my wife and I's wedding who breaks down in tears anytime she sees E.T. Like, she literally sobs violently.
Ouch.
Yeah. That's bizarre. I can't imagine being that stifled, but I will have nightmares after watching Gremlins and stuff. I don't know what it is. But let's go back to number 19 on the list, because mainly because of the picture. The picture that BuzzFeed uses is actually from The Simpsons, which on FXX Network, they're actually doing all The Simpsons ever. So I thought that was kind of fun. But number 19 is Sinistrophobia, which if you have this, you're afraid of things on your left side.
Really?
Yeah. That one to me is weird, but that includes things like left-handed people, which left-handed people are crazy.
This is true.
It's true. And I actually had texted you early in the week, too, because this kind of fits. We have to swipe time cards where I work to get in and get out. You know, people will line up, literally, avoid the one turnstile to get out of work because you have to use your left hand to swipe the time card. So they'll wait like an extra minute and a half to get out of work just so they don't have to use their left hand. And
really?
That, to me, is insane. So I'm always taking the short line. So as long as they want to do it, just go right ahead because I get to avoid a little bit of traffic because of their little fear.
Well, you know, I know that there is a right hand to that fear as well, but I kind of one. I guess that's called what, dextrophobia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, nothing's wrong with the right side. It's all the weird lefties. That's the problem.
Yep, that's exactly what the problem is.
But I'm going to move down, and you know, if you're checking out this list on BuzzFeed, number 25, omphalophobia. And that is the fear of belly buttons. But they have a picture of Britney Spears back in her prime, and I ain't fearing nothing, Brian.
Nope.
Belly buttons, not scary at all.
I am 100% okay with the Britney Spears belly button circo. When would that be? That'd be like a 2000, early 2000s.
I would say so. It has to be.
It's like, hello, what's wrong with a belly button? Although, and because wrestling's on, I get to say this. T-Mac always mentions it on Spanish Announce Table. Alicia Fox's belly button is something that you could probably fear.
Yeah.
It's a little freaky.
It is a little freaky. Whoever, that's a chop job.
Eh. Oh, well, what can you do? Let's kind of go to one that's kind of funny, and it's really taking over nearly every aspect of our lives. And people who have this fear, I've got to be freaking out with the way today's, what, social culture is going. Because it's number 26 on the list, paganophobia. And that is the fear of beards. Now, beards are like one of those things that have become a major style thing now. And these people that have this fear have got to be going absolutely crazy right now.
You think that fear is driven by the disgustingness of the beard or the hair on the face itself?
I don't know. I think it could be the, it could definitely be impacted on how unkempt the beard is, I would assume.
Yes. Well, Brian, I'm going to move ahead to number 30, and this is euphobia. And I'm going to even read the little quote beneath the picture. It says, "The good news is we pinpointed your phobia. The bad news is your phobia is a fear of good news." Yeah. How can you be afraid of good news? Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
How can you be? I mean, I just, that's something that seems to be ass, you know, back ass words, right?
Yeah. I don't know. There's so many. That's classified under the really strange phobia.
Yeah, people might have it, though. You might get too nervous about good news and get, like, the excited farts.
Yeah. I'm going to actually move down the list to number 32.
I figured you would.
Yes, I will. I don't even know. I think A.H. Walker has this fear. Which is kind of strange. But 32 on the list is ithyphallophobia. Scientific for the fear of having, seeing, or thinking about an erect penis. I don't know that there's much else to say about this. Besides, their description is kind of funny because they say, quote, "This phobia must be hard to deal with."
That was a good work. Good work by them.
Well done.
I'll move on to number 33, Brian, and this is another great name. This is parascavadecatriophobia, right? The fear of Friday the 13th. And this is real, because let me go back to what I said earlier. You know, there are people that kind of get freaked out about Friday the 13th, much like people get freaked out about the number 666.
Yeah, that's a really big name. That's a really big name for the whole Friday the 13th. And honestly, I don't care if I ever see that name again. That's a long one, and it's scary spelling and everything.
Like, I know.
Maybe there should be a fear of the name of the fear for Friday the 13th.
We're getting to that.
Because that would actually fit. That would be like metafiction kind of meets nomology or whatever. Whatever the science of naming things is. All right, now, what I'm going to go with. I'm going down to number 35 on the list, which is kind of strange. Because it's metrophobia. Now, if you had to guess, what would you say metrophobia was?
I'd be afraid of a guy like you who is metrosexual.
Hey, styling. You don't get all the ladies like I do.
Yes.
Without being metrosexual. Or the fear of the Metropolitan Division being named the way it was.
Yes.
However, this, and I'll just read their description perfectly because it sums up everything and has people freaking out. Here's their description. Quote, yes, you fear and hate poetry, which is why I made this a haiku. End quote. So if you fear poetry, it's not like poetophobia, it's metrophobia.
Right? Should be moetophobia.
Yeah, could be something. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to go now down to number 36, which could explain a lot in this world. It is pelidophobia, which is the fear of bald people.
Yeah. Exactly. That's kind of the opposite of the beard one. Yeah. So Charles Xavier, who they have actually Patrick Stewart pictured.
Yes. That's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah. Oh, there's a legit fear there. With Stone Cold. And be feared being stunned. But, yeah, I don't know. This is kind of weird. I think, do you draw a distinction between maybe bald people and bald people who turtle wax that sumbitch?
Yeah, like, my high school, the dean of men, he was a bald ex-military guy. I tell you what, he is scarier than shit. That thing was always shined up.
I know. That's what I never understood. I'm like, not only are you bald, but you really own that baldness. And they that's just bizarre. I would never shine mine once I go bald, which I probably will one day. I'm not shining it. So shiny bald people would be my fear, I guess. I'm going to go to 39 and then give you the honors of doing the last one.
Hey, now.
I'm going with 39, which is panophobia. Which is the fear of absolutely everything.
And the picture is great with the lady laying face down in the parking lot.
Just imagine that. I mean, just the most mundane things. You're, like, afraid of your pillow.
Ugh.
You're, like, afraid of a glass of water. Afraid of an empty glass of water. Afraid of just water dripped on the floor. Afraid of the cloud that's outside. You just be freaking out all the time. It's like you... People want to claim about having anxiety. Once you have panophobia, you're like, you'd have the fear of talking, so you couldn't even tell anybody. Fear of psychiatrists, so you couldn't even find somebody to deal with that problem. Oh, nuts.
Speaking of nuts, number 40, the last one on the list. Some people might know where this is headed. This is phobophobia, the most ironic of them all. A fear of phobias. Phobophobia, the fear of phobias. So if you've been listening to this show, you are probably curled up in a ball crying right now, paralyzed from the terror that we have caused you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And who was it? It was FDR, who said the only thing you have to fear is fear itself, and set a whole nation of phobophobes just going crazy. People jumping off cliffs. Like, almost filled the Grand Canyon. This is a little known history, by the way. All because FDR, that insensitive prick, decided to tell all the phobophobes that's all they had to fear was fear. Imagine that. That'd be another one. It'd be a self-duplicating fear. Because once you're afraid of fear, then you've got to be afraid of the fear of your fear. Which then you're afraid of being afraid of the fear of your fear.
Basically afraid of yourself.
Yeah.
Back to being afraid of everything.
That'd be nuts. I don't know. I do not know. Anyway, that was a fun list of things that people don't necessarily find fun. And I think it was fun to look at some of these crazy things.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, we could do a whole lot more list on here. If anybody has any suggestions on what they'd like us to cover, I know PGBL might, and I know Only One Mart, and also Josh the Rebel Trucker. They all might have ideas of things for us to cover, so go ahead and hit us up on Twitter if you do.
And we got a bunch. We got a bunch of new listeners too. I actually did get a couple tweets from people telling me that they had listened to the last episode or two.
Hey now.
And they liked it, so that's good. So if you are listening,
don't forget about me.
Yeah. Hit up Tunes Jack as well.
Hey.
We appreciate getting the feedback, and believe me, we will interact with you because that's kind of like what we do. But absolutely, we want to hear what your fears were. So after you listen to this, just punch it in. iTunes. Hashtag iTunes.
T-O-O-N-S.
Yeah, T-O-O-N-S. I guess that's kind of important, although there's some idiots out there.
T-O-O-N-S.
Who think that iTunes from Apple is actually spelled I-T-O-O-N-S, and I should not be surprised by this.
Oh, you should not be surprised by this.
But it still does surprise me. And if you get a little bit confused as to what hashtag to use, simply go to our website, which is tuneshow.blogspot.com. Because on the right-hand side of that page, if you scroll down, not only will you find a whole list of awesome shows like Asked with Jason Rivera from listentotheshow.com and Spanish Announce Table and Old School at the Movies and Kayfabe Sports Radio and all that other fun stuff, links to all those sites, you will also find a Twitter feed where you can just directly input whatever it is that you want to tweet to us.
Awesome.
It's great. It's easy. It's simple.
Easy as it gets.
That's right.
No reason not to.
It's easier than 21-year-old me.
Hey, now.
That's how easy it is.
Yeah. Well,
however,
I think we were all easy. It was just trying to find somebody to come, you know, ask.
Yeah, and at the end of the show, we'll give you all the contact information from our sexy Tunes lady voice. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But either way, it's been a lot of fun, and we will actually hit you guys up next week. We've got an episode of the Waka Waka Gaming Podcast that will be coming out this weekend as well, so be sure to check that out. Anything else from you, Jack?
No, I just want all the listeners to enjoy this opening weekend of football. Get your fantasy lineup set, and, you know, be safe out there, kids.
Well, it's going to be a busy weekend with football and everything else, and we hope to hear from all of you loonies. And until next week, he's Jack. I'm Brian.
He's Brian.
Do we even have an ending catchphrase? Should we get one?
Maybe we should
ask for submissions.
If it's not tuned soon, we'll see a tunes later. I don't know.
Yeah. Tunes you later.
Tunes you later.
That is another one. Just use the hashtag iTunes and tell us what you want to use as a catchphrase. Maybe we'll use one every single week.
Let's try to keep it
fun.
At least rated R.
Yeah, this is probably going to be opening a can of worms that we cannot handle. But do that. Everybody, if you're listening to this show right now, go to iTunes, hashtag iTunes, and tell us what you want us to end the show with. We'll pick one and go with it. I think that'll be fun.
I love it.
This would be very scary.
The tweeter.
Yeah. So until next week, he's Jack, I'm Brian, we're Tunes. See ya.
Are you having a difficult time finding satisfaction? Tunes with Jack and Brian is guaranteed to leave you with a smile. Whether you're a he or a she, Tunes brings you all the easy you can handle. Wherever you want it. Whenever you want it. All you need to know is Tunes Show on Facebook, Twitter, Skype, Gmail, even on the internet at tuneshow.blogspot.com. Why grow up when you can grow down? Tunes with Jack and Brian on the Trending Topics Network.